what up, what up? It's your boy Ray Nitty tapping in on the grapevine on this Friday afternoon. Thank y'all for joining us. Thank y'all for joining us. Brother Z holding me down on the production and sound, man. It's Friday. What y'all got planned, man? 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. Man, follow us on YouTube, man. I'm filling in for the next couple weeks. This should be fun. We'll be able to, you know, go in depth in about a couple conversations. I'm going to plan some things out for next week. And we're going to get into depth in a lot of things, man. We might preview some of that on this show. But today we had an amazing lunch break conversation talking about data. You know, what was going on and who's responsible for the data hikes. Ooh, that sip of coffee was hot. Ooh. Burnt going down. Oh. But yeah, man, once again, welcome to this amazing Friday. If you're just joining us, last show on the lunch break with myself and maybe Shannon, we had Dr. Adel Korkor talking about the power of motion and movement. And it prompted me to want to go into another discussion today, but I'm going to give y'all an idea of what all we're going to be talking about today. Some of the things we didn't finish on our lunch. So it's a little leftovers, you feel me? And we're going to sip it with this wine from the grapevines that we picked. But I want to go over the power of motion and how it impacts how movement impacts the mind and our health. We want to talk about the gap by the numbers. We want to talk about what that inactivity costs medically. We want to talk about why these gaps exist. And it's not about willpower, y'all. So make sure you tap in 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. Follow us on YouTube. Bring somebody to the YouTube with you as well, man. Send the link out. Tell somebody, hey, chime in to this. Then we want to talk about real free local options that people could, you know, tap into, not just national talking points. Then we want to talk about data centers. We want to continue our conversation about data centers. I don't think we was able to get deep into it. You know, a couple people felt away.
Yeah, Robert, where you at?
Come back, man, Rob. And educate me, please. I'm not beyond being educated. And if I'm wrong, I'd admit I'm wrong. I'm just going off of the research that we did. So, on today's Grapevine show, we got a bunch of stuff that we want to pick through, man. We want to talk about data centers, the real numbers behind the controversy, all right? The jobs and tax incentive side of the argument. We want to also talk about the proposed moratorium. What would it actually do? What would it actually do? What does it look like? So we want to talk about the case against it for balance and how it compares nationally. Then we want to go over a few data centers that are already here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. One in Mount Pleasant. Which used to be Foxconn. We had that whole Foxconn deal. I think that was from... I think Foxconn deal came through the Scott Walker administration that approved the Foxconn deal? Which was then, you know, Foxconn didn't do what they were supposed to do, so I think Microsoft ended up taking that over.
And And did Microsoft do what they were supposed to do?
Oh, yeah, they here. They here, and they spending big. They spending big. So we're going to talk about why this specific land matters, and we're going to talk about the Foxconn history of it as well. What is it going to be costing our region? We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about the one actually in Milwaukee and is tribally owned by Potawatomi. And then for lunch, we had talked about a conversation I don't think y'all going to digest that well. I just don't know how much we're going to digest this, right?
I need some Tums.
Man. Because I did some research and it's showing that we are partially the reason that these data centers exist. Our consumption of data in general of as humans. And I know it's hard for us to understand, like, I want us to think about this. We said it on the lunch break. This is the leftovers right now, all right? It's the leftovers. We didn't get the lunch size. We got the dinner size meal at lunch. How much data did we use arguing on Facebook about data centers? We don't take things like that into consideration. We don't think of our own data consumption use. Then we're going to take a deeper dive into those apps we use every day and what keeps them running. All right? Then I want us to close about what a healthy data center actually could look like. What would it look like? And please, if you're an expert, call in. 833-212-1017. Call in. Share your knowledge with our truth family. I'm not an expert. I'm a researcher. Because certain things and actions prompt me to want to go a little further, dig a little deeper. All right? I had to go a little deeper. I had to do a little more research. I don't know if y'all want to hear it. I don't know if y'all want to hear it. And the generation that has been some of the loudest about data centers has been the largest consumers of the data today. Follow us on YouTube. Join the conversation. I'm not perfect. If you know how data works and data centers work, come on up. Call in. Let's talk about it. But right now, I got some research that I did, and it was very interesting. It was very interesting. I hope we can have this conversation in a very civil manner, right? Because data centers has been a huge, huge, huge conversation in not just our governor election, but all across the nation. The conversation is about data centers. What is it causing our communities? What is it, you know, what is the impact, the harm, the energy usage, the water usage? But I want to also dig deeper and have a conversation. Like, I don't fault anybody. I don't knock anybody for being anti-data centers and being concerned about the environment. I think we should. I think we should be concerned about the environment and what corporations leave behind when they're parading jobs and growth and economic impact in communities. But I want us to think about not just data centers, but the environmental neglect that has been happening in our same communities. It's a lot of things right now we could be equally loud about that I feel is even more detrimental and causing greater environmental impact in our communities. One of them being Master Lock. We don't want to hear about that, though. Everybody quiet about Master Lock, but was at Midtown. Nobody showed up when Master Lock closed down and took them 10,000 jobs off of 33rd, 32nd, and Center Street. Nobody protest about them leaving toxic chemicals on Center Street. But it's all right. Don't go anywhere. When we get back, we'll get right into it a little bit more on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your boy Ray Nitty holding it down on the grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, we're going to jump right into it, man. We had Dr. Adel Korkor on a lunch break, and he was talking about the importance of movement and emotions and how him getting active helped him with his anxiety and his mental health. So it made me want to bring us some information. So we wanted to talk about the power of motion, movement, mind, and health. So I'm going to give y'all the gap by the numbers. You know we like to give y'all the numbers. 30% of non-Hispanic Black adults and 31% of Hispanic adults report being physically inactive outside of work, compared to 23% of white adults and just 20% of Asian adults, the CDC's own national numbers. Only 39% of non-Hispanic Black adults and 40% of Hispanic adults meet basic aerobic activity guidelines versus 48% of white adults. Adding strength training requirements, roughly 75% of all Americans fall short, meaning this is a national problem that hits Black and brown communities the hardest. And we be eating the craziest. So as much as we like to make fun of white people and their food for it not being seasoned,
that's a valid reason to make fun of them.
I've had some pretty valid seasoned white food, though. Straight up.
What's considered white food is the real question.
Bean casserole? Corn casserole?
Green bean casserole, you mean, sir? Get it right, please.
Green bean casserole that I actually admire, especially when they season it right. And the corn casserole I actually admire when they season it right. But, nevertheless, our food be too seasoned. And then we go sit down. We ain't moving. We not moving because food be too seasoned. Black women specifically report the least leisure time physical activity of any group. About 38% report little to no participation compared to 23% of white women. Man, we gotta get active. all the spaghetti, the greens, all the Tony Satcheries, Larry's, jerk. I love some jerk seasoning. But what does that inactivity cost us? What do it cost us medically? And I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying to get back active. I've been trying to get back in the gym. I've been trying to get back in the gym. So I just start with, like, trying to eat better. I got a job now. I'm on the radio from Monday through Friday, 12 to 4. Then we got to be here early to prep. And we got to discuss after. You see the excuses humans make for not being active? I just made up all kinds of excuses for inactivity. And what it is costing? What is it costing me? Black Americans face some of the highest risk levels of any group for heart disease, stroke, asthma, and several cancers. Conditions physical activity directly protects against. Now, that's something to think about. As I drink this sweet coffee. Zach put me up on the DJ Brother Z put me up on the. You put me up on it, bro. You put me up on it. I've had like 6 cups.
So it's now it's my fault that you're not active.
I didn't say it was your fault I'm not active.
I see what you're doing, Ray. It's all right.
I'm just talking about the sweet coffee that you put me up on. And then my own inactivity to not work off said sweet coffee is the reason I am putting myself at risk for some of these things, like heart disease, stroke, asthma, and several cancers. So, no, it's not your fault I'm inactive. It's my fault. It's your fault that this tastes so good. Pause.
Pause.
But, as we stated, Black Americans face some of the highest risk levels of any group for heart disease, stroke, asthma, and several cancers. Asthma. Roughly 80% of Black women in the U.S. are affected by overweight or obesity, and the Black-white obesity gap is wider for women. 56% versus 39% than for men. That's kind of crazy. So we got all of these things and we ain't active. And we not active. Let's talk about why the gap exists. And it's not about willpower. It's not just because I can't do it. Less than half of all Americans live within a half a mile of a park. Dr. Adel literally was just talking about this. The access to places where people can be active at. That access is not evenly distributed. Historically, disinvested neighborhoods disproportionately lack sidewalks, bike lanes, and recreation centers. Research on Hispanic communities specifically found people attending free community-based exercise classes had 130% odds of positive mental well-being. Showing the barrier is often access to safe, low-cost options, not motivation. Not motivation. Now, we could talk about, like, there's so many in-home activities that you could do. But I think it's something about actually getting outside and being in nature, walking, jogging, you know, it's something about that. It feels different than just doing 100 jumping jacks, sit-ups, and push-ups at home on the floor. Just go outside in your front yard and do it. Make you feel different. Make you feel good. Shift work. I just told y'all, I got a job now. Multiple jobs and unsafe or under-resourced neighborhoods for outdoor activity all compound the access problem. This is infrastructure and economics as much as it is personal choice. Jazzy back there working. Producer Jazz. So, I told y'all I had a job. And I said, man, I'm on radio. What about? It's hard to. You got to pick up kids. That you got to sit down. You know? You got to do things. And then by the time you look up, it's 9 p.m. I'm tired. But I got some steps in at State Fair. With a, what are them things called? Funnel cake. Had a strawberry funnel cake with ice cream in my hand. I was acting real different at State Fair. Not even a funnel cake kind of guy or fresh strawberries. But I had all that. But we're going to talk about some free local options because we want to make sure people know what is available to them, right? Milwaukee Recreation runs free community wellness programming year-round across the city. Walking groups, organized group workouts, high-intensity sessions, low-intensity stretching classes available in every corner of the city, not just the affluent neighborhood. So make sure you check out Milwaukee Recreation. They have a whole program, a whole book of programs for the summer. We have Blake on the line. Blake, how you doing? Talk to me. Educate me.
What's happening, man? I'm doing great, man. Just wanted to know what the odds is on my age period for what you're saying, because every day, I ride my bike through the neighborhood, like from like say 35th and Center all the way to 11th and Valete and back, but like do it in a roundabout from Valete to Wisconsin to like, you know, do it in the square unit, Wisconsin to 35th like that. But then on the weekends, every weekend, I go to the golf course at Lincoln Park. I do chipping, putting, and swinging, unless my little cousin gonna do 9 holes. And then I take my 3-wheeler. I ride from the house to the lake and back. Then I get in my van, and then I go to the pier, and then I walk down there. I do the whole pier. I take my balls. I take my basketballs. Pause. Take my basketballs down to the pier. Touch the end. Come back. I get the other one. Then I bounce both of them back. And then I do my stretching, and then I do my breathing. And that's every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I stay busy. I can't sit still. If I'm in the house, I feel like I'm missing something if I ain't at work, which I work Monday through Friday. I don't work the weekends no more. Last year at this time, I had the job I got now. I had to go back because I was retired. I had the job I got now. I did the RNC. I was doing security at the rave. And I was working at State Fair doing in-state parking. And I was working at a daycare. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was catering, doing car washes and power washing houses and painting and cutting grass, trying to get any piece of bread I could. I was bringing home almost 6 G's a month. And I got in an accident in January and was almost cut in half and paralyzed. I said, man, F that. I'm done. I'm just going to do what I can, make sure my child support is paid, my life insurance, and my car paid for. So I just work, go home, and I just try to be productive in the neighborhood. You know, speak to the kids. They speak to me. The young ones, they like, I was, the reason I was away from the radio, I called the radio station the other day, and Homer was like, Where you been? You been in Alaska? All of, he had a lot of jokes for me, but I was like, I'm taking care of my dad. He's transitioning. But I went to the park in Tiff, where I grew up at. I got my little outfit on, my jersey, official jersey, my J's. I'm out there, you know, I'm just shooting around. I go do my basketball thing. Let me get one of them balls, OZ. Let me have that bike. Let me have your Jordans. Let me get that jersey up off y'all. I had to leave because if I would have responded, ain't no telling what would have came out or how it would have ended. People our age can't walk around and go into the neighborhoods we grew up in and go shoot around and then just go home without some ignorant kids. It could have been, you know, man, 54-year-old kids, 12 kids. That's what it had been.
Man, so to answer your question, as far as like the age group percentage, it wasn't breaking down by age group percentage, right? But more so just giving a group number, right? But even in hearing you, even hearing you, like, all the activity you talking about doing, I wish I, you know, I was doing half the activity you talking about doing. He said, I go golf, I go ride my bike to the lake. Then, like, man, I'm still trying to get myself to walk around the track at Vincent High School. So, man, I commend Blake. Blake is active, man. That's somebody that's, he is not in the percentage that we talking about. But don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
As serious as cancer.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is your boy, Ray Nitty, locked in on the grapevine. Hey, man, in hour two, man, we're going to have Jazzy join the crew, man. This should be interesting. Y'all might need some more 21 Savage when Jazz come in. I'm a love. We be smacking-ish on my daddy. No, but we talking about our own... our own things, man. If you're just joining us, 833-212-1017, that's the number to dial. 833-212-1017, that's the number to dial. I'm talking about motion. We got Al joining us. Al, how you doing? Talk to me.
Well, you know, I kind of got to push back because, you know, they always say our food is bad because we season it. Mm-hmm. Ain't no benefits of eating raw ground beef and onions. You can get salmonella. Okay. They talk about the food we season. What's coming from cooking meth? We don't cook no meth. What do you even think about eating people? That's what kills you.
Oh, my God.
But you know who outlives everybody, whether you are organic, gluten-free, a junkie? Because they eat sleep drugs. They body be dead, but they still be functioning.
Oh, my God.
Also, you have to look at the race of the individuals they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got to kind of push back because we work out all the time. You know what I mean? And look at some of them. They don't work out at all. They might just live on longer because they might got good insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they always trying to put black people on diabetic medicine, but mm-hmm. not telling them the side effects. Or look at the neighborhoods. I be seeing white people ride down center at 2-3 o'clock in the morning on a bike, but they know they safer mm-hmm. in our neighborhood than we are. So you got to look at, you know, all those things when they say, like, because of the food we eat. I mean, look, they ate Matt Turner because they thought he had superpowers. I'm not eating no human being, but I can tell you something they eat. But I get banned if I say that. And it ain't nothing healthy coming from that. And you can get gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, and all that stuff.
Al, now, I ain't saying you wrong for pushing back. I'm more so saying, you know, sometimes we put a little too much Lowry's in them greens, man. And then our inactivity and our heavy seasoning hands, it doesn't help our longevity on this earth. And that's why we get, like, these heart disease, the high blood pressures. And, yes, you're absolutely right. Our environments play a heavy role of that as well. But we also got the food deserts. So we just had the food desert conversation yesterday.
Well, look at this. Well, look at what's in our neighborhoods. Lemon pepper. When you go to that community, they don't got lemon pepper on their corners. They got our Otto's, not 5 liquor stores in 2 blocks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
you got to look at all those things.
So I think we agree.
You get about a piece of land. Huh?
I think me and you agree then, right? We agree on that. We got worse food options in our communities. They got Whole Foods. We got Gallus.
Well, you talking about Gallus?
No.
Know, they got Grace. Oh.
No.
because I was about to say in their neighborhoods, they have certain foods in their neighborhoods because it's not allowed. But see, when you're black, everything is allowed in your neighborhood. And who's the people that's allowing it when they vote for it? Like, why would you have a liquor store 2 blocks to the left, 2 blocks to the right, one that's 1 block west, one that's 1 block north? How can anybody make any money? And who's going to be that drunk? We need all them liquor stores.
Mm-hmm. I think we on the same page, Al. I think we on the same page. We just saying it different.
Yeah, and then look at their neighborhoods. They don't got churches on every corner. Jesus coming. We in our last days. Now, in our neighborhood, you could throw up a candy store church in a matter of a heartbeat. You go to their neighborhood, you got one church.
Yeah.
And you out in 2 hours. You put them in our neighborhood, you need a 1099 because they're going to keep up and they're going to keep you up in there 4 days a week.
Oh,
but
my
I said
God.
All I had to say. Have a buzz ball. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Shouts out to Cousin Al, man. I think we were saying the same things, just saying it a little different. You know, Al say things a little bit more raw than I might express it. But, yeah, I think Al highlighted a lot of the things that we were saying. The access to healthier foods in our neighborhoods. The way we overindulge in things like liquor. We all seen liquor stores where at 8:55, they in line, ready for them old Englishes. We all seen it. But we gonna keep it moving. We will keep it moving. We was talking about data centers, y'all. We was talking about data centers. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. I'm surprised ain't nobody called about this one yet. I asked a question. I said, I wonder how much data we used arguing about data centers on Facebook. Nobody wanted to have that conversation. Or how much data we use arguing on Instagram or Twitter about data centers. And we was getting into the reason why these data centers exist. The consumption side, nobody puts in the same story as the data center story. We don't ever put the consumption side in the same story as the data center story. Because if we wasn't overconsume, maybe I'm wrong. But if we wasn't overconsuming, maybe there may not have been such a need for so many more data centers. All the filters that we use on social media, how much data?
That's a stretch.
What? You don't think that the different filters that people have to apply on Instagram increases the data usage? I give you one even different. When you try to apply some filters, do you not notice sometimes your phone buffers when the data, when it tries to upload it onto it? Or your phone slows down? Or if you edit in video production, the filters that you're using in Adobe, what's the other software I'm thinking about for coloring? All of that is that we run out of iCloud storage and we buy more. We don't stop using data. We don't stop taking food pictures. We went from having to purchase the CD to insert in the Xbox. Now you can just download it straight to your Xbox. Or PlayStation. The average American now spends roughly 6 to 7 hours a day on screen outside of work. with social media alone accounting for about 3 hours of that globally. Streaming set a record of 16.7 trillion minutes streamed in 2025 alone, a 19% increase in just 1 year. The underlying demand for video infrastructure is still accelerating. They're trying to figure out how to make iPhone cameras and videos even better. What do we think all of these things are stored? So we got to have the conversation about our overconsumption of social media and all of these platforms. Google's Gemini app hit 950 million monthly users by mid-2026, up from 750 million in just two quarters. We're not running from AI and data set. We're running to it. The infrastructure cost of that shift is real and measurable. One industry analyst found a single ChatGPT-style AI query uses roughly 15 times the electricity of a standard Google search. So ChatGPT and all of these things is because humans wanted things faster. Google search wasn't just enough. We needed it faster. We needed somebody to search Google for us. We needed an AI agent to search it for us and turn it into our homework that we turn in, our presentation for work. The same person doing the same basic task now draws far more power than they did just a few years ago, simply because the tool changed, because the demand for faster results got higher. Wanted faster productivity and output got higher. Humans. Let's talk about why consumption keeps rising. Platforms are explicitly engineered to maximize time on app. So your algorithm feeds, your autoplay, the infinite scroll. We was just talking about that on the lunch break. It didn't used to be like that. This isn't incidental growth. Is the direct business model of the companies now building the data centers to support it. Because we kept using it. It was like, oh, let's figure out how we get them to use it more. Now we're going to have an infinite scroll. We call it doom scrolling. I done seen so many ingrown toenail videos and ingrown hair videos that I just sit and watch and just enjoy it.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, just using strange data.
My nigga, chill.
Blackheads. Stupid fart prank videos. All of that stuff is stored somewhere. It's not just in the air. It's not just stored on our phone. Amazon. We love shopping on Amazon. This man looking at me, making me feel strange. The way that they just be popping up to the window here, I can't get used to it. He gone now. He damn near pressed his face against the glass. Amazon, Shein, however you say it, Temu, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Meta, Roblox, Netflix. We ain't even watching it. Y'all just laying. Y'all skipping the Netflix part, just using data for no reason, just to get to the chill. Amazon, Disney, Shannon said, we streaming right now on 107. We award-winning streaming right now. Kick, Kai Cenat, Speed, Dean the Great, AB. What do we think all of this is? This ain't dial up. AI is being embedded into tools people already use daily. That caused data center. So now the AI tools is enhancing our use so we can move faster, so people can get things back faster. People can put projects together faster. I'm not saying don't care about the harm that data centers could bring. I'm just saying let's talk about consumption as well. Because a lot of the people that was arguing about data centers was arguing the most on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. How much data we use arguing about data? Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back on your award-winning 101.7 The Truth. But you was blowing up her phone last night, but she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flow. What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Grapevine with your boy Ray Nitty. Squeezing them grapes, man. Getting that wine out of it. Y'all ain't drinking it, though. Y'all don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth, y'all. We talking about data centers and the reality around it, right? And we want to talk about why consumption keeps rising. We have the conversation about data centers, right? But we leave out the consumption conversation part of it. Each new capability, AI image, video generation, longer AI conversations, voice modes, is dramatically more compute intensive than the text-based tools that came before it. So even flat user growth would still mean rising total demand because each individual interaction now costs more compute than it used to. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying. It's easy to point at Microsoft or Oracle, Meta, Amazon, as the villain building these facilities in our Wisconsin farmlands, right? But the honest starting point is that we are the demand signal. Every hour of scrolling, every AI question asked instead of just Googling it, and even the level of Googling is on it as well. Every autoplay video is a vote for more infrastructure like what's happening right now in Mount Pleasant. That doesn't let companies off the hook, though, right? Because how they build it is what's important. But it does mean the demand side of the story is us, not just them. They have a responsibility to build healthy data centers, yes. But we also had to have a conversation with ourselves about consumption. I want to talk about apps that we use every day and what keeps them running. Every major platform people use daily, Google search, Gmail, Instagram, Facebook, Amazon, AWS hosted apps, Microsoft, Outlook, Teams, and every AI chatbot, they run on exactly the kind of data center infrastructure that we're talking about. I know it's hard to understand. You probably feel a little strange about arguing on Facebook now about data center. You're going to have to get in the field and get offline with that fight. You're going to have to stop being on Netflix so much. Google data centers alone consume 6.1 billion gallons of water in 2024, up from 4.3 billion in 2021. By 2028, U.S. data centers could consume as much as 12% of the entire nation's electricity. The point I'm trying to make, yes, corporations has a responsibility to be a healthy partner in our cities and states that they are occupying. And I feel like we need to do business differently. The same way OpenAI is offering the government and the United States percentages in their companies, we need to talk about what that shared revenue could look like then if we already going to have data centers here. You don't just get tax breaks. Like, no. We want a tariff. We want a Wisconsin tariff on data centers. You got to pay your share. That's just a thought. I ain't saying that that's what is going to happen. But what I'm saying is every scroll, every search, every AI question feels free and weightless in the moment. Every post we put on Facebook, it feels like we ain't doing nothing in the moment. Every argument online that we have about data centers, but it's drawing on real water and real electricity from real communities, some in which are already drought stressed. Convenience has a supply chain even when you can't see it, y'all. Y'all ain't hearing me. They don't want to hear it. This ain't about, you know, being anti or for it. This is about us as a society, as humans, as the ones who are consuming the data. If I'm wrong, call in strong. Just don't FaceTime in, though, because you're going to be using data. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is Ray Nitti on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.